Peace in Affliction, November 17. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Jesus came to earth to be not only man's Redeemer but his great exemplar. His was a perfect life, a life of meekness, lowliness, purity, and unlimited trust in God. He taught us practically the great lesson of calm, constant, unwavering confidence in our Heavenly Father. He permits temptations, trials, and afflictions to come to His loved ones. They are His providences, visitations of mercy to bring them back when they stray from His side, and give them a deeper sense of His presence and providential care. The peace that passeth understanding is not for those who shrink from trials, from struggles, and from self-denial. The eye of Jesus is upon us every moment. The clouds which intervene between the soul and the Son of Righteousness are in the providence of God permitted to arise that our faith may be strengthened to grasp the great hopes, the sure promises, that shine undimmed through the darkness of every storm. Faith must grow through conflict and suffering. We must individually learn to suffer and be strong, and not sink down in weakness. It is a great kindness on the part of our Heavenly Father when He allows us to be placed under circumstances that lessen the attractions of earth, and lead us to place our affections on things above. Frequently, the loss of earthly blessings teaches us more than their possession. When we pass through trials and afflictions, it is no evidence that Jesus does not love and bless us. The pitying Lamb of God identifies His interest with that of His suffering ones. He guards them every moment. He is acquainted with every grief, He knows every suggestion of Satan, every doubt that tortures the soul. He is pleading the case of the tempted, the erring, and the faithless. He is striving to lift them into companionship with Himself. It is His work to sanctify His people, to cleanse, ennoble, and purify them, and fill their hearts with peace. He is thus fitting them for glory, honor, and eternal life, for an inheritance richer and more lasting than that of any earthly prince.